One of the Talmidim asked me to talk about Shinui Makom in Bracha. So I just want to share with you some ideas about Shinui Makom. It's a very complicated sugya. It takes a long time. It's in Psachim and Daf Kuf Aleph. Very, very involved sugya and a big machlokas to the Mechaber and the Rama and Simen Kufayin Ches. It's a big discussion. So let's just break it down in a way that that we'll be able to use it lemaisa, we'll really be able to gain from the experience. So the Gemara in Psachim and Daf Kuf Aleph says that if someone changes his place, right, he's eating in one place, he made a bracha rishon there, and now he leaves that place, he has to make another bracha rishon. That's the halacha of Shinui Makom. Shinui Makom is mechayev a new bracha. There's a machlokas amoraim, machlokas rishonim ledina, whether this halacha is said about everything, every type of food, or it's only said about something that's ta'un bracha achrona bimkom. But if you have to recite the bracha achrona in that makom, let me say that better. Either it's said about everything, or it's said only about something that's eino ta'un bracha achrona bimkom. It's said dafka about something that you don't have to say the bracha achrona bimkom. L'mashal, fruit, peros, right? Since you don't have to say the bracha achrona bimkomo, so therefore, when you leave your makom, you're mevatel the kvius. If you're mevatel the kvius, then you have to make another bracha rishona when you come back. Now, should we say that this halacha of shini makom, if you change your place, you have to make another bracha rishona, is that just said by all foods? Or is it said bedafka by something that doesn't require a bracha achrona in its makom? Something that doesn't require a bracha achrona in its makom, like peiros, like fruits. So then once you leave the makom, the original kfiyas is paka, the original kfiyas is bato. So when you come back, it's like a new meal. The new meal, then you have to make another bracha. The Ramah paskins like the second side. Ramah and Shulchan Aruch paskins, Simen Kufayin Ches Beis, paskins like the second side, that the halacha that shini makom is mechayev a bracha only applies to something that you don't have to make the bracha achrona bimkom, because it'll be mevato the kfiyas when you leave the spot. So it turns out that the halacha of Shinui Makom, that you have to make another bracha rishona, that halacha really is related to the second halacha. There are two halachas that come together. One is, what foods require a bracha achrona bimkom? That's one shaila that you have to address. Once you've addressed that shaila, then you can address the second shaila about which items is there a din of Shinui Makom that if you leave the makom, then you'll have to make another bracha. So what taka is the answer to the first question? Which items require a bracha achrona bimkom? It's not so simple. That's the problem. The Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kufayin and Ches and Siv Hei and the Ramah there, they quote three different shitas. There are some shitas that hold that only bread requires a bracha achrona bimkom. Birchas HaMazon. Right? You eat bread, hamotzi, birchas HaMazon. The birchas HaMazon has to be bimkom. But mizonos, here's one shita that holds that mizonos doesn't require bracha achrona bimkom. Others say that even mizonos requires bracha achrona bimkom. Some say all the shivas haminim require bracha achrona bimkom. You make a ha'etz on an olive or on a grape or something. That also requires a bracha achrona bimkom. So it's a big shaila. If we're going to say the two are related to each other, so it's very important to know what requires a bracha achrona bimkom and what doesn't. If you tell me only bread requires bracha achrona bimkom, so then it will turn out that a shinui makom for anything else, for a grape or for a piece of cake, a cookie or something, you made a mezonos on a cookie, and then you walked out of the house, you come back and you have to make another bracha for that too, because it didn't require bracha achrona bimkom. So it's very important to know what requires bracha achrona bimkom. What requires bracha achrona bimkom? One thing is for sure, that shahakol does not require bracha achrona bimkom. You don't have to say bracha achrona bimkom. So like if you made a shahakol on your coffee, then you walked outside, you come back inside. Even if you don't come back inside. Right? You walk outside, you'd have to make another shahakol. Right? Imagine a scenario. Right? You're running to a shir. You made a shahakol, you're drinking your coffee, you're talking to someone, and they say, oh, give up, I'm late to the shir. You take your coffee with you. You gotta make another shahakol. Because you were mishana makom. You were koveya here. Right? Once you leave the place, then your kfiyas is batel. So then, if you're going to continue drinking, it's like a new suda. It's like a new drink. So you'd have to make another brach rishon. Very important to keep in mind. Very important to keep in mind. Okay. So we definitely paskin that bread requires a bracha achrona bimkom. Regarding mizonos, there's a machlokas aposkim. So I guess it's better not to have the shini makom, if you have the Shini Mokom, you're not going to make another Mezonos, because some poskim hold that it does require bracha for another Mokom. So for Mezonos, will probably be Mekom. But it's better not to leave, because then you're entering into a Suffolk bracha problem. Yeah. Yes, question.
So if you know you're being Mishan, right? Like you have to, if you have a drink or something, and you're Mishan, you need to make a new bracha. So if one knows that they're going
to... Oh, we're going to get to... Very important. Okay, so before we get to if your das is to move, let's first talk about what is a shini makom. What is a change of place? I said leaving the house. That's clearly a shini makom. But how about going from room to room within the house? That's pretty common. You're eating a suda in the kitchen, and you want to go to your bedroom. So what's called a shini makom? So the Mishnah Berurah in his Akdama to Siman Kufayin Ches quotes a machlokes aposkim whether mecheder lecheder is called a shini makom. And in the Bir Halacha, he explains that the question is whether we should compare the din of Shini Makom to the din of Kiddush B'Makom Suda. That by Kiddush B'Makom Suda, the simple understanding is that Mecheder L'Cheder is not called B'Makom Suda. Like someone asked me a shayla once, that the Rav of the Shul made Kiddush in the sanctuary. He wanted everyone to hear Kiddush. So everyone's going down to the Simcha Room. But he made Kiddush in the sanctuary, and then they're going down to the Simcha Room. So is that the right thing to do? Right? Is that the right thing to do? Better yet, in that case, you had kavana to go down to the simcha room. Let's say you make kiddush in one place, and then you realize that they're having kiddush in a different room, right? They're having the regular kiddush in a different. You make kiddush here. Maybe there's something to eat here, but then you want to go to a different room, right? That's meched l'cheder. You didn't even have that in mind in the beginning. It's not so simple. Really, really not so simple. About kiddush makom suda. So the question is, what do we say about shini makom? Do we say that mecheder lecheder is considered a shini makom, or do we not say that it's a shini makom? So this whole discussion is where ein daita metchila lekach. You had no intention to go mecheder lecheder, but if you had intention from the beginning, you have general intention. Whatever you eat at home, that you could be eating all over. That's what you do because you have your computer in this room and you have at this your phone is in the other room charging. And if you just walk, you always walk around when you're eating. It's just the way it is, right? So if you have das metchila lekach. So it would seem as though as long as it's under one roof, everything is under one roof, then that's not called a Shini Makom. But if you leave the home, even if Daito Metchilu Lekach, Chor, it's not going to help you. It's not the same Makom. Right? So if it's something that's not taught on the Bracha Achron Abim Komo, right, like you're having a drink of coffee, if you leave the home, even if Daito Metchilu Lekach, but you made a Bracha in the home, that's objectively called a Shini Makom, and that would require another Bracha Rishon. That would require another bracha rishona because you actually left the home. Okay, the Ramah points out that if you leave people back in your home and you were eating together with them, even for peros or for shtia, then that's not called a shini makom because they maintain the kfiyos for you. But if you don't have such a person and you'd leave the home, so then as long as you leave the home completely, it would seem as though that would be a shini makom, and you should have to make another bracha. What's the din if you're Mishana Mokom L'chatchila, right? You're Mishana, you're Mokom, and you don't have any kavana to eat anything more. Right? Let's say you had a bread meal, and someone calls you outside, he wants to show you something. A contractor comes in, you're going to talk to him outside, right? You can't bring him outside. You can't bring him inside because he wants to show you something outside, right? So you leave the home. Now, you'd have to go back to the bench inside your home, right? So, is it mutter to leave the home? Maybe you should tell him, I have to bench first. I'll come out afterwards. Is it mutter to leave the home? So the Mechaber says that l'chatchila, one should not leave the home. Even if you've eaten bread, right? You've eaten bread, that's ta'on a bracha achon abim kamo, you should not leave the home, l'chatchila, to go mi bayis l'bayis, or to leave your home, because we're afraid you're not going to come back. You'll get so involved in the contractor, and then your son will, your brother will come out and say it's time for mincha, and you'll drive off for mincha. You'll forget the bench. You left your makom. The Mechaber says the chatchila should not leave the home b'chlam. The Ramah says no. If you daito lekach, you knew the contractor was coming. But you know contractors. They tell you they're going to be there in 10 minutes, and they're there in 10 hours. Not quite, but they come in 20 minutes. So what? I'm not going to eat till they come. So you had in mind to leave the home at some point. Ramah says it's okay. As long as daita metchila lekach, lechatchila, you can leave. you can leave. You're not going to eat anything somewhere else. L'chatchila, you can leave because we assume that you're going to come back and bench. The Shulchan Aruch has a very interesting case. What's the din if you want to eat in the other spot? Right? You want to eat it. Can you think of such a case, right? You have a bread meal here, and you're going to another spot. You want to eat there. Like, let's say on the Seder night, you want to go to the Rebbe's Seder. Right? You don't know such things. Right? So that's, I think Chassidim do that, right? They have their own Seder with their family. But then somewhere in the middle of the Seder, I'm not sure where. What, Dayenu? No, it's after Dayenu, right? After the Shulchan Aruch, so then they come to the Rebbe, and they eat a little bit of, I mean, you can't come to the Rebbe and not eat, right? That Shirayim, right? Is that part of it? We've got to do that next Shabbos that we're together, right? right? Shirayim, that's like a part of the whole thing. So like they washed in one place, they didn't bench, they're going to the Rebbe, they're going to eat by the Rebbe's house. How do they do that? Doesn't Birchas HaMozon require you to make the bracha b'mkomo? How do you do that? Eba, I'll get your question in a second. So the Shulchan Aruch there in Kufayin Chesiv Dalit says that if you eat bread in one spot and you eat in a different spot as well, you make a Birchas HaMazon in the second spot. Make a Birchas HaMazon in the second spot. Says the Mishnah Bura, Karchot, the Shulchan Aruch is saying that b'dieved you went to the other spot and you ate there. Because the Shulchan Aruch himself assumes that l'chatchila you're not supposed to change. You're really supposed to be making a Birchas HaMazon b'mkomo. That's what he said. L'chatchila, you're not supposed to leave the home. You have to make the Birchas HaMazon b'mkomo. Even if daito l'kach. So, the Mishnah Berurah says, l'chara, according to the Mechaber, he's just saying, b'dieved, if you did something, you did it wrong, but that's okay. You can make the Birchas HaMazon in the second spot because you ate in the second spot. But according to the Ramah, if daito matchila l'kach, to finish the Suda in the other spot, that's okay. That's okay, as long as daita metchila lakach, then even lechatchila, one would be allowed to go to the other spot to finish the suda. So, the best thing to do, if you want to be machmer for the mechaber, I'm not suggesting this in the Seder, like if you want to be machmer for the mechaber, let's say you're going on a journey, you're going on a cholmoy trip, and you want to be able to have a meal, right? You're going to have a meal in the car, right? Or you're going to have a meal a little bit in the car and a little bit at the picnic table, right? But where do you wash? So you could take your water, you have your water in your jug, and you have your cup to wash, and you have your towel, or your whatever. You can take it all with you. The easier thing is just to wash at home, right? So it might be better, if you wash at home, to make the hamotzi outside of your house. If you make the hamotzi outside of your house, then you're not koveya inside the house. Right? If you make a hamotzi in the car, there's no kfiyas in the car. It's not a local building. As long as you make the hamotzi outside the house, right? You're not supposed to eat in the shuk, but okay, so you'll eat betzina. If you eat in the car, that's probably not eating in the shuk. You're not doma lekhela then. So best thing is to make the hamotzi outside the home, because you make the hamotzi outside the home, you're not kavua anywhere. So if you're not kavua, and it's daito to eat, you know, outside, so then that certainly wouldn't be a problem, even according to the Mechaber. According to the Ramah, you probably could just start eating at home and finish the sandwich outside. Because since it was daita mechila lekach from the beginning, so then you'd be allowed to finish and make Birchas HaMazon in the second place. If you started eating your suda, and you didn't know you were going to go on a cholamoy trip, and then after all your brothers and sisters decide, okay, let's go. That's what you say, but I understand, in the middle of the meal. That might be a problem. Right? That might be a problem, because you still want to eat, but that would be a shini makom. You're really supposed to make the Birchas HaMazon in komo. It's not so simple that you'd be allowed to leave in that case. Maybe it would be better to finish the meal and to bench and then go on your outing. Okay. These are some of the halachas of Shini Malkum. Obviously, we really just scratched the surface. But, you know, we got a sense. I'll never forget. A number of years ago, someone came to me in shul and said, you know, I came to the shul with my coffee, but I made a bracha at home. What do I do? I said, Shini Malkum, that's a good sugya to talk about because it happens all the time. Happens all the time. It's important to keep in mind that das does play a role, but it doesn't always play a role. So these are some of the halachas that describe what the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah hold about the sugya shini.